Star Valley Magistrate Court would be in session for the purpose of a civil traffic hearing. Complaint number 300-83575, issued to Mark Elliott for violation of 28701A. Mr. Elliott is present in the courtroom today?
Yes.
And you are prepared to proceed to hearing today?
Yes.
And you understand that you have the right to have an attorney by appearing without an attorney, you lose or waive your right to an attorney?
Yes, I do.
And this town Star Valley is prepared to proceed?
Yes, Judge.
What will happen in today's hearing is the town will give information, evidence regarding the complaint. Once Mr. Greer is completed with his presentation, Mr. Elliott, you may ask any questions. You're not required to do so, but you may do so. Once you complete the questioning process, then you may present your own evidence. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Mr. Greer?
Thank you, Judge. Tim Greer, representing the town of Star Valley. The town of Star Valley has contracted with Red Flex Incorporated for the purpose of putting photo enforcement cameras in place after recognizing the need to slow traffic for safety reasons. The photo enforcement cameras put in place by Red Flex are deployed 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and the photo enforcement system is accurate within a plus minus 1 mile per hour. In this case, the state will present 8 different exhibits that will show the named defendant, Mark S. Elliott, was operating a motor vehicle at a speed greater than reasonable and prudent. State's exhibit number 1 is an image captured by the photo enforcement cameras. This image was captured on January 1st, January 7th of 2011 at 1:29 p.m. in the afternoon, showing the vehicle driving at a speed of 56 miles per hour in lane number 2 eastbound on Highway 260 at milepost 255.26. This location is located within the corporate limits of the town of Star Valley and the jurisdiction of this court. It shows a view through the front windshield of the vehicle showing the driver of the vehicle. The image of the driver of the vehicle appears to be the defendant seated at the defendant's table, Mark Elliott. State's exhibit number 2 is the second image captured by the photo enforcement camera. Would you like this, sir?
Yeah.
This image was captured on the same date and the same time at 1:29 in the afternoon on January 7th, 2011, also showing the vehicle traveling eastbound in lane number 2 at milepost 255.26 at a speed of 56 miles per hour. The speed shown at 56 miles per hour is the speed within the photo enforcement zone posted 45 miles per hour. So this speed is 11 miles per hour over the greater posted speed limit. The state believes that operating the motor vehicle at this speed is a speed that is greater than reasonable and prudent. Exhibit number 2, just stated, is shown an image at the same date and same time, but it's a rear view of the vehicle that the state believes was operated by defendant Elliott. State's exhibit number 3 are 2 more images captured by the photo enforcement cameras on the same date and same time. With these 2 images, one image shows a clear view through the front windshield of the driver of the vehicle. This gives us a clearer image, a closer up image of the driver of the vehicle. And again, the state believes that the driver of the vehicle is one and the same, the defendant seated at the table, Mark Elliott. It also shows a rear view of the vehicle, the license plate of the vehicle. This information is reviewed by 3 different persons at Red Flex to see if there can be a determination made of the driver of the vehicle through Motor Vehicle Department information. After review of the Motor Vehicle Department records, if there can be a determination, then this information is forwarded on to the photo enforcement officer from the town of Star Valley, and she is either able to make a determination of the driver or not. If she is able to, then a citation is issued, as it was in this case. Again, the